Montana talks here. Live and local. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
He did. He looked a little different. Didn't he have a different look in his eye last night? For any of you who were watching the Republican National Convention live coverage last night or saw any of the close-up shots on President Donald Trump, not only did you see the bandage over his ear where he'd been shot by an attempted assassin's bullet over the weekend, but he had a different look in his eye, didn't he? It was like a new Donald Trump. There, you could tell there was something that had been stirring in him, not just from what he was hearing on the stage at the RNC last night, but I forget who it was that said it. I couldn't remember if it was an interview with one of the folks who was attending the convention or if it was one of the commentators on Fox and Friends. I forget where I heard it, but it was a woman who said he looked like a new man. Last night, there was something about the look in his eye. Did any of you guys pick up on that as well? If you watched any of the RNC convention covers at all? Yeah. Now, meanwhile, on the flip side, Joe Biden did an angry interview with Lester Holt. How do you get angry at Lester Holt if you're a Democrat? Joe Biden is still the angry old man. And boy, his rhetoric sure went right back to normal. What did Joe Biden have 48 hours and he's already back to the angry old nasty rhetoric Joe Biden? But then you look at Donald Trump last night and he looks like a new man. He looks like he has a different look in his eye. I mean, he's still got that fight in him, obviously, right? But there's just something about the look in his eye. I don't know. You tell me. Anyway, we've got obviously phone lines open for you. We've got taking your messages on the Montana Talks app as well. Of course, the big news yesterday is the selection of his running mate, Ohio Senator J.D. Vance. And man, we're going to have some great coverage coming up for you in the 7 o'clock hour of the show. One of the guests who's going to join us in the next hour of the program, Jeremy Carl. Lives in Bozeman, Montana. He's a senior fellow with the Claremont Institute, and he is just overjoyed at this selection of J.D. Vance out of Ohio. I love the fact that he's an Iraq War veteran. He's a Marine Corps veteran. And, you know, the fact that we've got a veteran on the top ticket is great. I think we need that, you know, more of that type of leadership back in Washington once again. I also think he speaks to working class folks, particularly in those battleground states and what has been referred to in the past as the Rust Belt states. But also, I think he speaks to working class folks here in Montana. If he hasn't spoken to them yet, they're going to hear him now. And he's going to speak directly to them. And really the challenges that we're faced. This is a guy who not only served his country. This is a guy who grew up in poverty, whose own mother faced addiction, and she's now been sober for 10 years. And obviously, this is a big fight that we've got on our hands here in Montana as well. So anyway, it's going to be I think it's going to be yet another boost for Republicans on the ground in Montana. And by the way, what about the president of the Teamsters Union last night? Did you guys watch his speech? Wow. Yeah, he called President Trump one tough SOB, first Teamsters president in history to speak at the Republican National Convention.
Securing America.
Following the attempted assassination of former President Trump, those responsible for the nation's security are both being questioned about and reevaluating policies. Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas admitting during the White House press briefing Monday,
"We are in a heightened and very dynamic threat environment."
Adding that his department and its partners
take the threats very seriously and adjust security measures as warranted.
The secretary says this is something he and FBI Director Christopher Wray have repeatedly warned about, and that the challenge is twofold.
Domestically, with the rise of domestic violent extremism.
In addition,
we have seen the foreign threat environment increase as well.
Mayorkas says when it comes to protecting America's prominent political figures,
personnel and other protective resources, technology, and capabilities have been added.
Kevin Lutsky, Fox News.
Here's a look at your real weather for Billings and Bozeman. With sunny skies across the area for today, high temperature readings will stay at around 90 degrees in the Bozeman area to about 93 in Billings. For tonight, clear and quiet. Temperatures will drop off to about 59 in Bozeman, with low temperatures near 64 in Billings. Still staying with more sunshine and more hot weather on Wednesday. That's a look at your real weather on Montana Talks. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley.
Given all that's happening in the news, plus big news back here in Montana, big news on the national front, the Republican National Convention underway in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. We better leave the phone lines open for you. That's what's coming up for Tuesday's Montana Talks. Now, if we have some big guests that we need to get on the show, we'll make that happen as well. But we definitely want to get your phone calls on the show as well, because that's the best part of Montana Talks. It's where you get to talk. It's where you get to hear other folks from across Montana talk. Montana Talks statewide, Monday through Friday, 9 to 10, right here.
Democracy 24.
Talking to average voters on the street here in Georgia after the debate, you hear the same phrases over and over again. A loss of confidence that President Biden can do the job.
He's not capable of, like, mentally being there enough to run the country.
I just did not think he's in the mental space, let's say, to run for president.
Biden was the first Democrat to win Georgia in a presidential election in almost 30 years. He won by just 11,000 votes out of almost 5 million votes cast. 88% of black voters in Georgia voted for Biden. The main paper here, the Atlanta Journal-Constitution, said it was time for Biden to pass the torch. The editorial said that the claim made by Democratic politicians that it was, quote, just a bad night for Biden, was insulting to the American people. In Atlanta, Steve Harrigan, Fox News.
Serving the great state of Montana, from the peaks of the Beartooths to the banks of the Clark Fork River, Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
I don't know if you guys, some of you would have heard it, some of you may not, depending on what carried through in that break that we had there. But for folks listening on our Montana Talks app, our producer Travis does a great job of filling in the breaks with more content. And there was the soundbite. That was the soundbite from Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas, one of the main culprits for this invasion that is taking place on our southern border, allowing criminals, rapists, murderers, prison inmates, people released from insane asylums to insanely be able to march across our southern border and then be released into this country and then be recipients of your taxpayer dollars while you're getting hammered by Joe Biden and John Tester's inflation. And what did he say? He was being questioned about the massive security failure that allowed for this assassination attempt on President Donald J. Trump. He talked about a dynamic threat. And then at least in the soundbite that I heard in our break playing over the Montana Talks app there just a couple of minutes ago, he talked about, well, you've got domestic extremism. Yeah, we've seen that with your BLM rioters. And we've got a dynamic foreign threat environment. Well, gee, you think? I mean, you're allowing anybody to just come into this country.
We are in a dynamic threat environment. We adapt to that dynamism every single day. Changes have been made to the Republican National Convention, just as the 18-month planning calls for. It calls for changes based on changes in the threat environment, and that is where we are now.
Oh, a dynamic. Now tell us, Mr. Mayorkas, why do we have such a dynamic threat environment in America right now? Because of you, because of Joe Biden, because of John Tester, because of our wide open southern border, because of all the chaos you guys are creating. Well, because of our dynamic threat environment, we've updated the security for the Republican National Convention. That's good. That's great. What about the rest of us? What about the rest of America? Have you updated the security posture for the rest of America? Well, you're allowing every single threat, including terrorists, to march across our southern and northern borders. I'll tell you what. And remember, this guy got impeached. The charges were sent to the United States Senate, and John Tester voted to immediately dismiss those charges. Didn't even want to hear the facts, didn't even want to hear the details, didn't even want to hear the case, violated his constitutional duty to carry forward that case. But John Tester, in an unprecedented manner, voted to basically immediately dismiss those charges because John Tester has been riding with Biden. He's been riding with Mayorkas every single step of the way. Every single step of the way. But yeah, what about that Teamsters president last night? Let me see. Here we go. This was sent out by Team Trump via X.com.
And I think we all can agree, whether people like him or they don't like him, in light of what happened to him on Saturday, he has proven to be one tough SOB.
Yeah, that is the president of the Teamsters Union. That is the president of the Teamsters Union. Did you hear that one, Butte? Did our friends in Butte get a chance to watch that speech last night? If you didn't, share that with your friends in Butte, because you know as well as I do that the Democrat Party is bailing on work. Now, it's even worse than bailing on working class people across America. They are targeting working class people across America. Their policies are destroying the middle class. Their policies are destroying these high-wage mining jobs. And if they take out Colstrip, they've already taken out Colstrip 1 and 2. Their policies will take out Colstrip 3 and 4. If their policies don't, their liberal judges will. And if they take out Colstrip, they take out Montana Resources in Butte. That's how important this fight is right now. So, important point to make. By the way, speaking of union voters, in places like Colstrip in Butte, you've got Billings, with refineries and things like that, you've got your blue collar union voters. And then in Helena, you've got more of kind of your public employee, but also you might consider more working class union voters that still vote for the Democrat Party by and large for some reason. Do you remember when the Democrats here in Montana, because they controlled the redistricting process, because they control the state Supreme Court, so they got the tie vote. Do you remember when they gerrymandered the Western Congressional District? Remember when they chose Bozeman over Helena? Now, hey, this is not saying anything about Gallatin County or bad about Bozeman, but what it says about the Democrat Party is that they wanted the big money of their liberals in Bozeman and Big Sky. They didn't want their more working class union voters in Helena. You guys aren't the ones that line their pockets. Well, you help line their pockets because your union bosses direct your money to the Democrats. Yeah. But nowhere near what these Hollywood liberals that occupy portions of Big Sky and downtown Bozeman, nowhere near the money they can stuff in their pockets. So the Democrat Party has deliberately chosen the wealthy liberal elites over working class men and women. They've done it all across America, but you've seen it right here in Montana with their embrace of these radical environmentalists that want to shut down union jobs, that already have shut down union jobs at the Keystone Pipeline, Colstrip, and more. But they also did it with their gerrymandered redistricting process. They chose the big money liberals in Bozeman over the blue collar folks in Helena.
Good morning, everybody. It's time for your Daybreak Ag Report. I'm Russell Nemitz, and thanks for being with us here on the Western Ag Network. Well, Western lawmakers are continuing their efforts to get grizzly bears in the greater Yellowstone and Northern Continental Divide ecosystems delisted from the endangered species list. In fact, during a recent Senate Energy and Natural Resources Committee hearing, Montana Senator Steve Daines called on current Assistant Secretary for Fish and Wildlife and Parks and President Biden's nominee for Department of Interior Deputy Secretary Shannon Estenez to wrap up the department's 12-month review.
I'm just a little skeptical.
I know it.
That we're going to see this get done before the election. I just think we need to get it done. I mean, just for the sake of the Bears.
Agreed.
For the sake of the process. I hope we can dissolve the politics. If we might be able to, put the science, stay focused on the science and get this done.
I don't have a date for you, but as I mentioned to you when we met a couple of weeks ago, this issue may be, it's in the top five for the Fish and Wildlife Service leadership. I can tell you Martha's been out to Montana and Wyoming now a couple of times in the last month.
Yeah.
So this is a top priority.
And in case you're wondering, the current Greater Yellowstone Ecosystem grizzly bear population stands at 965, while the Northern Continental Divide grizzly bear population is at more than 1,100 bears. Stay with us. We'll have more ag news right after this.
If your tractor needs to be fixed, you go to a tractor mechanic, not a car shop. So if you want to grow your agriculture business, shouldn't you go to a lender that specializes in agriculture? That's AgWest Farm Credit. We've been 100% focused on agriculture for over 100 years. So we understand your challenges, and we have the deep financial knowledge and experience to help you reach your goals and grow your future. See how we can help at agwestfc.com. Equal opportunity provider and employer, equal housing lender.
Thanks, Senator Tester and Daines, for working across the aisle to secure funding for the St. Mary's Canal. The St. Mary's Canal provides water for the Milk River, which is the lifeline of the High Line. The Milk River not only provides irrigation water, but it also provides drinking water. Montana Farmers Union encourages the House to follow the Senate's lead to quickly pass this funding for the communities of the High Line.
Well, according to this week's USDA Crop Progress Report, the nation's winter wheat harvest has reached 71% complete nationwide. That's running 18 points ahead of last year's 53% and 9 points ahead of the five-year average of 52%. Meanwhile, 77% of this year's spring wheat crop is in still good to excellent condition, well ahead of last year's rating of 51%. And it looks like 68% of the corn crop is in good to excellent condition. That's unchanged from last week, but still well ahead of last year's 57%. And finally this morning, the National Sheep Industry Improvement Center's Board of Directors is now accepting grant proposals designed to improve the U.S. sheep industry. Applications will be accepted through September 30th. Now, the center was reestablished as part of the 2008 Farm Bill at the request of the American Sheep Industry Association. Currently, the center has budgeted approximately $300,000 for grants that will help support projects consistent with the grant program. Keep in mind that the average grant amount in the past 4 years has been approximately $30,000. For more details, you can visit sheepusa.org. For the Western Ag Network, I'm Russell Nimitz.
Taking your calls live, 406-294-0970. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Yeah, old Joe Biden's back to his angry old self. You know, for about 24 to 48 hours, we just restore civility. And we need to just calm down the rhetoric. Now he's back to his angry old self. He did an interview with Lester Holt on NBC. I'm not going to play all of the angry excerpts, but let's just go with this one for now.
Mr. Trump has said he's giving you a chance to redeem yourself, basically the idea of engaging in another debate.
We're going to have another debate.
Yeah, you're going to have one in September that's on the books. Would you be open to doing one in the, you know, the next few weeks?
I'm going to debate him when we agree to debate, and I'm going to debate him in September.
But if the opportunity came up to do one between now and then... Is there a sense of wanting to get back on the horse?
I'm on the horse. Where have you been? I've done 22 major events with thousands of people, overwhelming crowds, a lot happening.
Oh, yeah, sure. Overwhelming crowds, for Pete's sake. Give me a break. Oh, but where the heck you been, man? You know, he's getting grouchy with Lester Holt, of all people. All right, let's go into the phone lines. We got Gary in Billings. Gary, what's going on this morning?
Hey, come on, Darren. Thanks for taking my call. I was blessed to hear this letter that Melania Trump wrote about her loving husband and his son, that she was almost a widow for herself and a father for her son. So if you can pull that up and people hear that, it's a very moving analysis that she wrote.
Oh, yeah. Well, luckily, when you called into our producer, Travis, and kind of gave him a heads up, he printed up a news story here. So, yeah, I'll share an excerpt or two from that based off your request. So I appreciate that. What kind of stood out to you the most? I guess you kind of already shared it already, but have you been watching any of the RNC convention coverage or anything like that?
Yeah, some of it. It's just so much going on. It's hard to set, for 10 hours, all that energy. But like you talked about with the look that Donald Trump had when he come out with that patch over his ear, it was, I think that man is just so strong. But
yeah, when he walked out. Man, when he walked out, it was like he was walking into the UFC fights again. I mean, just a hero's welcome. Now, of course, you expect that to a certain extent at the RNC, but I think the emotion when he walked out was what stood out, really, especially given what took place this past weekend and this assassination attempt on President Trump. All right, Gary, thanks for the call. We'll get to your Fox News update here, and then I'll be back in 60 seconds. And then in just a few minutes, we should have Jeff Manasso with Fox News Radio joining us from the Republican National Convention with a day one recap and a day two preview. So lots of information to get to here this morning on this show. Great to hear from you, Gary. You can message us on the app as well.
News, I'm Gianna Gelosi. Former President Donald Trump tapping Ohio Senator J.D. Vance as his running mate.
The 39-year-old rose to national fame with that 2016 memoir he wrote called Hillbilly Elegy, all about all the things he went through as a child growing up in a rural part of Ohio. He was elected to the Senate in 2022 and has become one of the biggest advocates of the former president's Make America Great Again agenda.
The Trump fans ticket was minted yesterday at the Republican National Convention, and today's RNC theme is Make America Safe Once Again, focusing on crime in the southern border. As Fox's Bill Malusian reports, today will also feature one of Trump's former foes.
Former UN Ambassador Nikki Haley will be speaking here at the RNC tonight. We all remember it was a brutal primary with Trump. They were heavily criticizing each other. He repeatedly called her bird brain.
She has since told her delegates to vote for Trump. America is listening to Fox News.
Hey, by the way, Gary and Billings, one thing Gary and Billings said there is, man, it's really hard watch. I can't watch 10 hours of this convention coverage. I'll give a shout out to C-SPAN, and if you have the Fox Nation app on, your smart TV or your smartphone or whatever, you can basically go to either of those platforms, and then it's like a menu of everything. They've got every state announcing their delegates. For example, I've got audio of the Montana delegation giving their delegates to President Trump. Found it right on C-SPAN. They had it broken down by state. They have every speaker listed out. So if you hear, a soundbite or something today and you're like, wow, that person sounded incredible, you can go back on C-SPAN or on the Fox Nation app and watch their entire speeches later today, anything like that. So, it's a nice little tool because, we're all busy, that's for sure. But Gary and Billings, he wanted us to read a portion of this story here. I think this is an MSN story. Melania Trump speaks out an emotional statement after assassination attempt. She says, "When I watched that violent bullet strike my husband, Donald, I realized my life and Barron's life were on the brink of devastating change." She wrote that in a statement on Sunday, also expressing sympathy for the families of bystanders who were wounded, including one who was killed. Quote, "A monster who recognized my husband as an inhuman political machine attempted to wring out Donald's passion, his laughter, ingenuity, love of music, and inspiration. The core facets of my husband's life, his human side, were buried below the political machine. Donald, the generous and caring man who I've been with through the best of times and the worst of times." She added, "Let us not forget that differing opinions, policy, and political games are inferior to love. Political concepts are simple. when compared to us human beings. So that's a part of that letter. Gary, thanks for that. Let's see. Oh, and speaking of, you know, Gary talked about watching President Trump take the floor of the Republican National Convention yesterday for the first time after this attempted assassination. Listen to this woman. This is a lady named Brenda, and she was being interviewed by a CBS correspondent who was on the floor of the convention, who noticed how tearful she was getting as President Trump entered the arena.
And sitting right next to me is Brenda here. Brenda's from California, San Diego, and there are tears in your eyes right now. Tell me what you're thinking.
I'm speechless. I'm looking at a man who has sacrificed so much, been through so much, and scrutinized, drug through the mud for this country, and all of these people are here for him. And the fact that he's here is just, I find it overwhelming and touching that he's not hiding, he's not scared, he's ready to defend our country and take it back.
All right. By the way, that full video was actually shared by CBS News via X, the platform formerly known as Twitter. Okay, we should have, because you never know with their crazy, hectic schedules, we should have Jeff Manasseh with Fox News Radio joining us here right after this. Stand by. If not, don't worry. I got plenty of other stuff to share with you.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right. We do have Jeff Manasseh now with us here, Fox News Radio. Jeff, great to have you on the program. I take it, are you covering the convention from the floor, or are you back home in Chicago?
No, here at the RNC in Milwaukee, where the ticket was set on day one of the Republican National Convention, with President Trump tapping Ohio Senator J.D. Vance. Vance receiving a roaring applause here as he walked onto the floor with his wife. I think one of the coolest things, whether you're a fan of certain candidates or parties, no matter what, the human side of things, when you really just kind of witness people's lives changing in real time, it's fascinating. And we saw that with J.D. Vance yesterday, 39 years old, a man who was given up by his father at six, childhood of poverty, turmoil, mother was addicted to drugs, raised by his grandmother. If you read his book or saw his movie, you wonder what Meemaw would think today.
Yeah, remarkable story. And then, of course, a Marine who served in Iraq as well as a fellow veteran. I'm just excited to see more and more veterans stepping up and serving and running to serve in more senior positions now. What was it like just being in the room? I just shared a CBS News soundbite where they interviewed a woman from San Diego who just got very emotional at seeing President Trump there, especially, you know, just days after this assassination attempt on his life.
Everybody wanted to see him. Everybody wants to see him to make sure that he's okay. His fans, they're here to support him. His base, the party, he is now the leader of the Republican Party, as he's been officially nominated as the Republican. He's got the nomination. He secured the nomination for the Republican Party, and he looked stoic. He looked resolute. As he walked up on stage last night with that bandage on his ear, and of course, in Trump fashion, he's a showman. You've got Lee Greenwood singing "God Bless the USA" in the background. The crowd ate it up. They loved it. They loved every minute of it, and they loved seeing the man that came within, a millimeter, an inch away from losing his life. So this could be a very, very different day, not only here in Milwaukee but across the country, and that wasn't lost on people who are attending this RNC.
the president of the Teamsters Union. First time ever, if I remember right, that the Teamsters president has addressed a Republican national convention. He described Trump as one tough SOB. What you just said there, too, I heard another, I don't know if it was on Fox and Friends earlier this morning, but there was a woman on the news who, and I don't know if it was somebody attending the convention or one of the Fox and Friends hosts or something, but they said he looked like a new man. There was something about that look in his eye when the cameras went up close on President Trump yesterday as he was, you know, watching the convention in front of him.
You know, there's a different theme every day during this campaign, during the RNC. Yesterday was Make America Wealthy Once Again. Today, Make America Safe Once Again. But there is, there's a different tone to this. And we know that President Trump has ripped up his campaign speech that he was supposed to be speaking, reading on Thursday, completely rewriting it with the theme of unity and bringing our country together. And I think that's what people were seeing on his face. Of course, you know, most of the speakers we heard from yesterday, which, you know, again, the usual suspects, Marjorie Taylor Greene, Tim Scott, Glenn Youngkin, Kristi Noem, we heard from Teamsters President Sean O'Brien, and they all stuck to their scripts because that's the way President Trump wanted it. He wanted to talk about grocery prices, gas prices, creating jobs, and one of the biggest issues that people face, according to polling here in Wisconsin, this battleground state where the economy is number one, and really it's the same issue across the country. It's the economy. It's illegal immigration, which we'll hear more about tonight, and his plans to rid the ills of the economy, the crime wave and the illegal immigration that are plaguing this country, and fentanyl. And so we'll hear more about that, and people will be sticking to that script. But the guy almost lost his life, and you know, any one of us, man. You know, to process that, that's a lot.
It changes
it. It's pretty heavy. And so, you know, it's no wonder why we saw him looking the way he did yesterday.
It changes you. And there's something that it might not even fully set in for several days. I remember being on a phone in Iraq talking to friends back home in Missoula. And that's when it finally dawned on me. It's like, wow. You know, you don't realize what just fully happened, but it's insane. I know you probably got to run here in a second because you've got a busy day. And, you know, I was at these political conventions 20 years ago for both the DNC and the RNC in Boston and New York, respectively. And it's just remarkable to witness the process, no matter which side of the aisle you're on, and to see all the people in the room and, oh, there's so-and-so. Oh, there's so-and-so as you're just walking down, you know, the hall or something like that. I know tonight Navy SEAL veteran Tim Sheehy, who's the Republican U.S. Senate candidate here in Montana, he's set to be one of the speakers tonight. Man, he's just incredible. What else is on tap for day two?
We're expecting to hear from Nikki Haley, who was originally not invited to the RNC, according to a campaign staffer, following a bitter primary fight. So we'll hear from her. After she pledged, she instructed all of her delegates to nominate President Donald Trump. We're expected to hear from J.D. Vance, the vice presidential nominee. And so a full schedule is going to be released here shortly. But I think lots of excitement. If you're a Republican convention goer, there's a lot of people that are pretty excited to be here in Milwaukee. All is well. Nothing, you know, nothing terrible going on. I mean, there was some, as usual, protests happening near the venue. A couple of arrests yesterday, but largely peaceful. And I think everybody feeling pretty safe within the secure zone surrounding the Fleischer Forum.
All right. Well, Jeff Manasso, great updates as always, and definitely stay safe out there. I know there's some crazy left-wing activists that are descending on Milwaukee following the assassination attempt even this past weekend. But appreciate your reporting. Thanks for being with us.
You bet. Thanks, Aaron.
All right. Well, I mentioned how Montana – you can actually go to C-SPAN and you can watch as Secretary of State Christy Jacobson announces Montana's delegate votes going to Donald J. Trump.
Montana, 31 delegates. Madam Secretary, Montana is big sky country, abundant with God's blessings. Montana is the most patriotic state in the USA. Montana is debt-free and sanctuary city-free. As Secretary of State, along with all the delegates from Montana, we stand with a leader who has reshaped American politics and reinvigorated our spirit as a nation. He delivered on his promises, record job growth, historic tax cuts, securing our border, and protecting our Second Amendment. It is our honor to cast 31 votes for our next president, Donald J. Trump.
All right, there you go. Full clip. You can watch it on C-SPAN. All right, let's get into the phone lines once again. Nancy in Roundup, I got a great email from you earlier this morning. You're very excited about J.D. Vance as the VP candidate.
Yes, I am. I'm going to tell you why. His youth, for one thing, 39 years old, his background. I must read his book, Hillbilly Elegy. I'm going to go up to Roundup Library today and see if they have a copy. I want to express that Trump chose him strategically also. He is from the Midwest, the bread belt, and the heartbeat of the United States. And this means that the people of Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, and Michigan identify with him, and he can talk to them on their terms. And also the veterans in these states. Michigan alone has about 470,000 American veterans, and they're going to vote for him because he is on their wish list. They have been praying to get somebody to represent them and who understands what it's like to be up front. I mean, he was in Iraq, and we are truly blessed with him. I just can't say enough about J.D. Vance, and I wanted to ask you, Aaron, when you were in Iraq, did you, because you and J.D. are about the same age, did you ever hear about him? Because he did some correspondence in Iraq, too.
Yeah, I was wondering. That's a great question. I need to find out where he was and when he was there, because, yeah, we sounds like we served around the same time. And if he was a Marine, I mean, our Army National Guard guys were on one side of the river in Ramadi, and the Marines were on the other side of the river. And obviously, we got to share some great assets, canine teams, Anglico teams, etc. So, no, great question. Thanks for asking that, Nancy.
Waking up on the right side. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
And I remember years ago, I used to, you know, Rush Limbaugh, Sean Hannity, college dropouts used to bother me a little bit. I wouldn't have admitted it at the time, but now not only does it not bother me, I'm proud of it because it defines me. That work ethic defined me. That independence defines me. My parents not being around every day to guide me because they were working to survive and make a better life for their children, that defines me too. This is what made J.D. Vance. Obviously, this is a man of great intelligence and street smarts and life experience. And I think probably that combination is what appealed to Donald Trump, if I had to guess.
From coast to coast, from sea to shining sea, it's the Sean Hannity Show.
Hey, ready to give your home a summer makeover without breaking the bank? Well, our friends at Blinds.com, they have you covered with their Prime Time for Savings Last Chance Sale. It's happening right now. Shop huge discounts on premium, customizable window treatments. Now, I love Blinds.com. Why? They invented the better way to shop for energy-saving blinds and shutters and motorized options and even cooling outdoor shades online. Blinds.com. They also offer free professional design consultations. They can help make any minor project, like updating a window treatment, it'll have a major impact on your home's decor. Plus, you get unlimited window treatments installed for one low cost. You can rest assured with Blinds.com. They have their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Over 2.5 million customers, over 25 million windows covered. Go to Blinds.com. Their Prime Time for Savings Last Chance Sale right now, up to 45% off. Up to 45% off, only for a limited time at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply.
Brought to you from the Montana Hot Springs Spas, home of the only saltwater hot tub in Montana studios.
your calls live. 406-294-0970. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, let's see. One thing I wanted to share with you, maybe I'll save that for around 7:20, just share a portion. Yesterday in the 9 o'clock hour of the program, we got a chance to hear from Navy SEAL veteran Tim Sheehy. He will be speaking at one of the headliners at the RNC Day 2 that we were just talking about. So he'll be there tonight. But kind of did a preview with him yesterday and plus got his reaction to this assassination attempt on President Donald J. Trump. Obviously, Tim Sheehy has met with Donald Trump several times. Donald Trump has endorsed his candidacy, long time ago. Donald Trump endorsed Tim Sheehy in this U.S. Senate race. So I want to share that with some of you early risers that might have missed it later on in our 9 o'clock hour of the program on Monday. Let's see, though, with a couple of minutes to go here, let's see. Ben Shapiro was on Fox News at night last night talking about how J.D. Vance will be a bulldog for Trump.
What do you think about former President Trump picking J.D. Vance as his VP?
It's certainly an audacious pick by President Trump. It's a move to double down on Trumpism as a philosophy. J.D. Vance is extraordinarily high IQ, really, really articulate, a real bulldog on behalf of the President of the United States. And that is something different than many people were looking for. He's not as much of a unity pick as he is a militant move by President Trump to say that he is actually going to impose an agenda that he likes once he gets back into office.
Yeah, we're going to get back to the RNC in a moment, Ben, but I want to get your take on the interview that President Biden did tonight on NBC. Here's your headline in the Daily Wire. It reads the following, quoting here, Biden says to lower the political temperature. It rings hollow. And sure enough, Biden was asked about exactly that by Lester Holt. Watch and I'll get your thoughts.
But have you taken a step back and done a little soul searching on things that you may have said that could incite people who are not balanced?
Well, I don't think, look, how do you talk about the threat to democracy, which is real, when the president says things like he says? Do you just not say anything because it may incite somebody?
He's talked a lot about it, Ben, but it doesn't appear as if he plans to drop the temperature 1 degree.
That's exactly right. He said on Sunday night that it's time for everyone to cool it down, but he apparently means everybody except for him. And that's the part that rang hollow Sunday night. He could have said, I'm a part of this. My rhetoric, basically characterizing my opponent as a would-be dictator, as a Hitlerian figure who's going to end democracy, and that was over the top. It's not true. I oppose many of his policies. I think that Donald Trump would be wrong for the country. Mm-hmm. But by the same token, we do live in a democracy that is quite durable and is going to outlast both of us. He hasn't said any of that. Instead, he just keeps doubling down on this message. And the reason he keeps doubling down is because, effectively speaking, it is all he has. He does not have a winning message on his own agenda. His own administration has been absolutely disgraceful on a wide variety of issues, which is why he's carrying a 32% approval rate right now. All he has is this outsized, outlandish accusation that Donald Trump is Orange Hitler. And so if he walks away from that, what else does he have left in the cupboard to throw at President Trump?
Yeah, well said there by Ben Shapiro. See, Joe Biden can say things whether they incite somebody or not. But see, Donald Trump isn't allowed to say things whether they allegedly incite people or not. Right. Total hypocrisy. All right. Hey, you know, one of the things about J.D. Vance, you know, his mother fought addiction and she's been sober now for 10 years. It's a remarkable story. You know, I've gotten to meet some incredible Montanans who fought back against drug addiction. And one of the things about drug addiction or even just things like chewing tobacco, it can destroy your teeth. So think about it. You've come back, you've fought back from drug addiction, but you still have suffered the consequences because your teeth are just destroyed. Some of you got bad dentures you want to replace. Some of you, maybe you fought addiction, but you still see the consequences every day in the mirror. Well, what if you could get a brand new set of teeth, a brand new set of dental implants? Let me tell you, go to MontanaDentalImplants.com. MontanaDentalImplants.com. Yellowstone Family Dental has the latest technology, specialized training, all in one place right here in Montana. So you don't have to travel several states away to get it. MontanaDentalImplants.com.
Pray for President Trump. Pray for our country. Aaron Flint here with Montana Talks. We got reactions from Montanans following this assassination attempt against President Donald J. Trump and much more. If you missed even 1 second of Monday's Montana Talks, we heard from Congressman Ryan Zinke, some great phone calls, and much more. All 4 hours of the show goes to our Montana Talks podcast. You can find it on Spotify. Better yet, get it on the Montana Talks app on your phone.